mum getting in to know the families, you know. Mum always was there to talk to and be with them. Yeah.
And I understand that she, like your parents, also had traditions with food and winemaking, is that right?
Yeah, Dad did the winemaking and the salami and the tomato sauce, and Mum followed along with Dad. Mum did more or less everything Italian, so she grapevine grapes. She loved a grape time.
You had grapes growing?
Yeah, we had a few grapes, and Dad used to make his own wine.
From his own grapes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And every night after school, rubber boots on. Yeah.
So, oh, that's really lovely. I was going to ask you, you haven't been to Italy?
No.
And so does that mean that Arturo never went either?
We were planning to go when he retired, but he got too sick. And the doctor said, it's up to you. And we decided that it was best to stay home because he didn't have that much longer and he wanted to be with the children, so we stayed home. Because we were ready. We were getting our passports all to get ready and made up. And he was going to retire when he was 65, and that was it. He had intentions of doing it, and he got sick. So
that must have been really hard.
It was. It was hard for me, but the children still don't accept it. They're finding it. I know a couple of them find it harder as it gets on. You know, it's just because of the great-grandchildren and that. Mm. It's just, if Dad was here, he loved these kids.
Yeah. And he would have loved to have seen little ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was... Yeah, my daughter said to me one day, if Dad was here, I said, don't, you got to think of him, not if he was here, it's just,
Not easy.
No, it's not, but I'm getting the joy out of it.
Yeah, with all those grandchildren and the great-grandchildren and ones on the way, yeah. Yes. I was going to ask you, because we're coming to the end of the interview, Sandra, how did you feel about your Italian heritage as you grew up?
I'm quite proud of it. I'm quite proud of it because my kids have accepted it too. And they love the Irish bit. But no, they're quite proud of it. And I'm proud of it too. I'm proud of what Mum did for Dad, and I'm very proud.
And as an adult, what has it meant to you to have that Italian heritage?
Well, it's meant a lot. The kids and my husband, he was proud of it.
Do you feel Italian?
Yes, I do.
And do you feel Veneta?
More, yes.
More?
I feel a Veneta because that's what I was brought up. And I don't know much about the Australian way, People say to me, what are you? I say, well, I was born in Australia, but they said, you're not, people think I'm Italian because I speak with my hands. But yeah, no, I don't know, I'm proud of it.
And with your interest now in mixing with those older people from the Veneto, you obviously identify with them.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I enjoy meeting people, especially like that, and in the beginning I was a bit, you know, but when you go there and they know you, you think, wow, you know, mum and dad were well known.
And that must be a really nice experience.
It is. You know, I you don't know until you've been there and seen it and people spoken to you. You know, people, like, you go there and they, as I said, someone said, oh, you're a Fasan. Oh, here we go, you know. But that just kind of, I come out of there and I thought, gee, you know. And that... And people look at me and they say, I know who you are, you're a Zimping or what. I said, how do you know? And they said, well, you all look alike. I don't think we all look alike. But they say we all of us look alike. And my, if you can see the pictures, I don't think we all look alike. But
maybe people have a sense, you know. Mm. And do people remember that you worked in the garden?
No. Oh, a few do, but not a lot. So I never spoke of it much because, you know, but the ones used to come and check me out, they all remember.
They do. Johnny Marchioro thought that you were fantastic, you know.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, for doing what you did. And because it was unusual.
Well, yeah, I remember him coming around. And, you know, I come to help to pass the tomatoes and I think, oh, okay. Is that all you got left? Yeah. Oh, gee, better go home.
You've done it all.
And it was quite a few laughs there.
And Sandra, is there anything else that you would like to say about your memories of the market gardens or your family or the Veneto community?
No. I'm just proud of them all. That's it.
I can really feel that as you've talked, that sense of pride.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to say thank you very much for giving your time to the interview and all those memories that you have described about your life and your family's life and the Veneto community. It's been really helpful. So thank you very much.
Thank you.